Lord Jesus, I worship you. I give you my devotion and my heart. I pray that your words would be all over this message and that you would open the eyes of anyone who's listening to see you and you only, that they would glory and rejoice in you, that you are great. Lord, I thank you for your death on the cross. I thank you for clearing out my sins, the sins of my life forever. And Lord, I thank you most of all for dwelling in me, that I know you intimately, and I will continue to know you for the rest of eternity. And I praise you, Lord, for doing that in the heart of anyone who has believed your gospel. I love you, Lord. In your name, you get all the glory and praise. Amen. Hello, friends. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. This is Michael Ryan. If you're interested, you can subscribe to these audiobook podcasts by just going to any iTunes search and typing in Michael Ryan's apostrophe S, booze, B-O-O-S. Jesus Christ, he is your Bible. And I'm starting off that way because, you know, I want to just jump right in and just encourage you that the Bible is... it's the Word of God. It's the very Word of God. And I want to unlock it. I want the Bible to be even more special to you before you listen to this podcast than it is, you know. I want to say it this way. I want the Bible to be even more special to you by the time you finish listening to this podcast. You know, the Scriptures are from God. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And so you ought to know that anyone who comes to you saying, hey, the Bible, it's a good story, it's cool, understand. No, it's inspired by God. It says it is. And if it's not, then the Bible will be lying. And the Word of God is not a lie at all. It's pure and it's clean. 2 Peter chapter 1, I love using this when I'm speaking to people who doubt the authority of what Scripture is saying. It says, for we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. So verse 19, it goes and says, so we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention. Verse 20, but know this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. Some translations say one's own private interpretation. Verse 21, for no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. So friends, the Scripture is God breathed. It's the Holy Spirit who's all over it, who inspired it, who authored it. And I want to go further and say it's all about Jesus. Well, Mike, okay, I know that, but where's the connect? Because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, it testifies of Jesus. John chapter 15, verse 26 to 27, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. The Holy Spirit has many jobs, but I think the most important and supreme job is testifying of Jesus Christ. It's testifying of Jesus Christ. And friends, the Bible is a holy book and it's profitable. If someone isn't even a believer, it's profitable for them. They can open up the book of Proverbs and be blessed. They can look at stories and be blessed by the characters and be inspired. I mean, it just has amazing things in it. I mean, even your diet. I mean, just go look at Daniel in the first chapter and just the fruit that came from just having a diet that was healthy with vegetables and lean meats and just fruits. I mean, the Bible is full of good information. The Bible is full of good things for people. But can I tell you something? The Bible, the best and most important thing of the Bible, the main message, is Jesus Christ. That's where the life is at. That's where the life is at. And I'm saying this to you because as you search the scriptures, if you read them, if you look at the Bible, there's a lot of good things in it. And sometimes you've got to go through the good things to get your eyes focused on the main thing, which is the Messiah. You think back to the Pharisees, to the religious leaders. They knew the Bible. They knew their Bible, which was at that time just the Old Testament, very well. They knew it well, but they missed out on the true life. They missed out on the abundant life. They understood the letters, the information, but they missed the Word, which was Jesus Christ. And I want you to be seeing the Word, Jesus Christ. In John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is God, who is Jesus Christ, my friends. And you do well to see him. John 5:39, Jesus says, you search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me. Again, when you read the scriptures, when you open them up, see the Lord Jesus Christ. The problem isn't the scriptures. The problem is how we're reading them. The problem is how we're receiving them. If we're receiving them as just holy instructions, if we're receiving it as just good inspirational stories, if we're looking at it and we're just seeing how we ought to be, we're not getting the fullness of it. The fullness of it is the Messiah, the Good Shepherd, our eternal King, Jesus Christ. If you look and see that and let it be part of your devotion to Jesus, you will be blessed. I have a habit of, when I read Psalms, I just, every time I see the Lord, I just put Jesus Christ in there. Every time I see the law, statutes, precepts, commandments, I put Jesus Christ in there because it's talking about the Word, and he is the Word. And it so changes it just makes the Bible, it just unlocks it. It unlocks the scriptures. You know, if you want the veil to be completely off, I would just encourage you to see Jesus in the whole scriptures. And this isn't Michael Ryan's opinion. This is Jesus himself. This is how he feels. In Luke 24, verse 27, it's talking about after Jesus Christ had rose from the dead and he's about to ascend and he's talking with his disciples. Verse 27 says, then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them all things concerning himself in all the scriptures. Okay, he's saying, I am the God of the scriptures. The scriptures are testifying of him. He's showing himself in the Old Testament. It's all about him. And if you screwed up, it's later on, Luke 24, verses 44 to 45. He said, now he said to them, these are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things which are written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. And then guess what happened, friends, in verse 45? Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. You see? And that's what I'm asking you to open yourself up to, just that you have the Bible unlocked. You'd have the Bible unlocked. Do you understand that the Bible is the Word of God and the Word of God is Jesus? And that brings me to my final point, friends. The most important point I have to say is that the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, he lives in you. He died for you on the cross. He came down, was born in a barn. He gave his life, all of his blood, his sweat, his tears. He even cried for you. So that every single dirty, nasty, ugly sin for your life, sins that you haven't even done yet, are wiped clean and you are blameless, perfect, complete, and accepted. And you are now heaven bound. But friends, that is not the fullness of the gospel. The fullness of the gospel, what goes even beyond that, which makes it so much even more unthinkable and amazing, is that he lives in you. He makes his home in you permanently. Permanently. And this is not a new thought. This is not like, oh, God just decided to just put Jesus on the scene and have him live in us. And this wasn't just like a bright idea God had in the middle of the Bible. He prophesies about this. This was from Genesis 1. Or rather, excuse me, Genesis chapter 3. With Adam and Eve, and after they ate of the fruit. But Jeremiah talks about this new covenant and this new relationship where Jesus lives in us and we know him. Because it's an awesome thing that the Bible is the Word of God. It's living, breathing Jesus Christ. It contains and testifies of our Lord Jesus. That's amazing in of itself. But can I tell you what's even more amazing? That Word being in you. That Word living in you, that you can know God anytime, all day long, every single day of the year, because he just dwells in you. Jeremiah 31:33-34. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Remember, the law at that time was the Word, which is Jesus Christ. And it was the Bible, for all intents and purposes. That was their Holy Scriptures. So listen to how amazing this is. God saying, I'm going to put it in you. I'm going to take my Holy Scriptures, and I'm going to make it personal. I'm going to make it personal. I'm going to write it on your heart. It's written on tablets. It's written on seals and scrolls. But I'm going to write it on your heart. Again, the Word is Jesus Christ. So this is a prophecy about what he's going to do. And here's the implications of Jesus living in you. Here's the implications of the Word being in you. Verse 34, they will not teach again each man his neighbor, each man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. So again, friends, I'm saying to you that this is so great. It's beyond us that we can have the Word of God just speaking to us and ministering to us all day long, whether you have your Bible in your pocket or whether you're opening up and the light of it is shining in your face. Jesus Christ can be presented to you all day long. And so I'm hoping that you're seeing that the Bible, what it's testifying of, Jesus Christ, the person that it's speaking of, the superstar, the author, he is in you. He is in you. And that's something to rejoice about. You know, sometimes, you know, I leave my Bible at home. I don't bring it to the office. Or sometimes I leave it in the office and I don't bring it back home. But you know what? All the same, the Word, the Lord Jesus, he's in me. And I can still continue to enjoy him. I can still continue to know him. And you the same. You the same. Do you understand now why it's so important when it says that no one can separate you from this? There was a time in my walk where I thought, man, if I didn't have my Bible, I couldn't have devotion. If I didn't have my Bible, I was lost. I didn't understand what to do, But friends, you have to see that the Bible is testifying of Jesus. And if you're born again, he lives in you. And you can still worship him. You can still have your devotion to him. I don't want you to miss the Word, which is Jesus. There's a lot of things people pull from the Scriptures. People can pull out finances. People can pull out topics on this and that. And look, here's what I've made up my mind to do. I've made up my mind to pull Jesus Christ from the scriptures. I've made up my mind to worship Jesus Christ at the scriptures. And no matter what book it is, I want to lift up the Messiah. I want to see him, because that is life. That is the way. That is the truth. That is the life. Jesus Christ. You know, I don't want anything else, because he produces all the fruit in me. He produces all that I need. He causes me to go the way I should go. He works in me both to work his will and good pleasure. I don't do any of it. I'd rather be sitting at his feet, grabbing his ankles and worshiping him. That's what I'd rather be doing, worshiping the Lord Jesus. And any opportunity that you have to worship him, I encourage you to do so. Let everything in your life, let your trials, let your weaknesses, let your accomplishments, let your achievements, let them point you to Jesus. Let them. They will bless you. Your scriptures that you read, let them point you to the Messiah. See the Messiah. See your Redeemer who lives. See your Good Shepherd in the scriptures. That's the way to read the Bible. That's when the Bible's unlocked. That's when you don't have to worry about what happened in John 5:39, where Jesus is saying, you're searching the scriptures. Oh, you're doing a good thing by reading the scriptures, but you're missing out on the message, which is me. And I want to prevent you from going any further by getting excited about good things and missing out on the good thing, Jesus Christ. His presence is all that you need. It suffices for you. And I pray that you get a chance to see that. And I pray that you'd understand that no matter where you are, you carry the Word, you carry the living God, you carry the Messiah, Jesus Christ, no matter where you are, no matter where you go. So just worship him. Just worship him. Everything becomes a parable. When Jesus Christ is just coming out of you, you just got to speak about him. You got to see him in all things. All things. So I pray that you would see that, friends. Lord, I ask that you would just pour out your spirit on anyone listening. Fill them up. Let them see that it's by your work on the cross that they are saved, and it's by your work in them right now that they are kept, and that they are made holy and made perfect, and that they are complete, and that's how they bear the fruit, Lord. That they ought not try to bear fruit, that they ought not focus on fruit bearing, that they ought not focus on following rules and instructions, but they should just focus on you, Jesus Christ, their God. I love you, God, and I love that we don't dare have to try to love or be joyful or be kind or be patient or be peaceful or be gentle or have self-control or good or faithful, because if we did, it'd be a law, but that we can simply worship you and you will give it to us as fruit. I pray that anyone listening would just be encouraged, Lord, that they have the Word, the Bible, in them, that they carry the Bible in their hearts, the Word of God living, and that the scriptures would be truly unlocked. In your name, I praise you. Amen.